Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM. We welcome you all back to our broadcast. Also, those tuning in through online affiliates around the world, we're glad that you all could join us as well. I'm excited to welcome author Victoria Shade to our program today. Victoria is someone who's been able to take her own love and passions and be able to share them with all of us in her books. Her newest one is called Lost, Found, and Forever. We'll talk to Victoria about the writing of the new book, what it's been late for her to share the story with the world, and of course we'll let you guys know how to stay connected with her too. Victoria, welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. I am so happy to be here with you.
Oh, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I enjoyed this book. It's a really fun read. We're going to get into that. But I want to talk about this experience because when I was prepping for this, I think, you know, you are really living the life, Victoria, that, I mean, you're able to do work that you love, that you're passionate about day in, day out, and then to be able to extend that in books like this. What has that been like for you to be able to discover your passions and to be able to explore those?
You know, I feel really, really fortunate because not only is it something that I'm passionate about, I feel like I have a great audience of fellow dog lovers, rescuers, you know, people who want the best for their pets that are out there on the journey with me. So I feel fortunate and, you know, really happy to be able to create stories that bring people joy and weave a little bit of my dog training knowledge in at the same time.
Yeah. And I think that is the great thing. So talk to us about the writing aspect, because I think for people who follow you online, they know about your passion that you have, you know, for being able to, you know, of course, to work with dogs, but also show the importance of being a rescue family. When did you first realize the love of writing for yourself, Victoria?
You know, I've written my whole life, and I never realized it could really be my career until pretty late in my career, my dog training career. I started writing dog training articles, like behavior and training articles, for various pet websites. And that kind of naturally morphed into my first dog training book called Bonding with Your Dog. And in that book, I had little vignettes. You know, of course, I had the how-to information, but I also had vignettes about client experiences. And they were, you know, fictionalized versions of what I had dealt with. But I found that I really, really enjoyed writing that aspect. And I said, okay, well, maybe fiction is kind of a thing for me. And that kind of turned into my first book, Life on the Leash, and I haven't looked back. My
and
first
I
novel,
too,
I should say.
Yeah, and I was thinking, you know, for people who have been following you, and again, we're going to let them know how to do that, I think that's been the cool thing. They've been able to follow you, maybe because of the work that you've been able to do, maybe seeing you on television, you know, or seeing, you know, mm-hmm. other things you've been able to do around your love of dogs and, of course, you know, I think dog lovers. But now, of course, to be able to follow into these stories. So the great thing about Lost, Found, and Forever, this is a very realistic story, I feel like. I think it's a story that a lot of people can relate to. Where do you find inspiration for the stories these days?
Oh, I love this question. I am a student of life, and anything and everything can be inspiration for a book. And it's funny that you ask me that because literally just named a character Cyrus 3 days ago. Your name must have been in my head. So, yeah, in one of my upcoming books, there is a Cyrus. But, yeah, just all around me, you know, my experiences as a dog trainer, as a pet parent, all of these pieces come into play as I craft my stories. And my hope is always that it's, you know, fun and enjoyable, but there's also a really realistic piece that my readers can relate to.
So talk to us then about Justine and Griffin. And I think, again, these being very relatable individuals, what was it like for you to be able to have them have this, I'll say this mutual love, of, you know, of dogs, that is, you know, that, you know,
yeah, don't give away the ending.
And, right. And then have to deal with one another.
There's definitely a push-pull between my two main characters because they both think that they own the same dog, Spencer.
Yeah.
So Justine adopted Spencer, and she's had him for a year, and she discovers through one of those Facebook posts that have been forwarded a million times that someone lost a dog that looks an awful lot like Spencer, and, you know, he wants him back. So her conscience gets the best of her, and she reaches out to this person thinking, like, I'm going to just ease his conscience and let him know that his dog is okay. Well, come to find out, Griffin thinks, yeah, you found my dog. He's mine. So the story is a push-pull between these two very attractive people over who gets the dog. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, as the cover kind of alludes to, lucky dog, that has so much love. So I want to talk about that aspect, because I think this is an interesting conversation. And this is why I love talking with authors like yourself, Victoria, because in a novel that is fiction, we're able to get, I think, a lot of truth, but also a lot of life lessons. Is that something that you naturally wanted to do, or did that just come with the writing of books like this?
I think it comes with anything involved with dog welfare. You know, I never want to be preachy. I never want to, you know, wag my finger at people. But it's just a natural part of the whole concept of good pet parenthood and adopting and rescuing and treating the dog right. So it's just a natural fit for the types of books that I write. But again, never heavy-handed. But there's always an undercurrent.
Yeah. Well, and the reason why I wanted to bring that up is because I think, you know, as I was reading Lost, Found, and Forever, I was thinking about, okay, what it says about us and us caring for others, in this case, caring for Spencer. But also, I think, you know, how we feel, how powerful we feel. And it really is, just as you've mentioned a couple of times in this conversation, Victoria, it is a part of the family. You know, there's that one scene in the book with Justine where, you know, just like any parent would feel about, you know, losing a child for a moment, you know, or, you know, letting a child get away from them, that feeling of angst that she feels. And sometimes, you know, and I think that is one of the big things for this. Is that what you're hearing from readers too?
Well, the book comes out today. So I've had some early readers say that they definitely felt a little bit stressed, you know, as Justine and Griffin were finding their way through, you know, the legalities of who gets the dog. But, you know, I do have to caution people that, or I guess ease their conscience that there is no, you know, sad, heavy, like, oh gosh, I'm going to cry about the outcome of the dog. It's very uplifting. It's very fun and hopefully funny, and no tears will be shed for sad dog stories in Lost, Found, and Forever.
Well, look, I think they will definitely like the sound of that. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Author Victoria Shade is joining us today. We're talking with her about her brand new book, Lost, Found, and Forever. We're going to remind you how you can be able to get it for yourself and also stay connected with Victoria. So, Victoria, I guess the other elephant in the room we need to talk about is you are releasing this great new book as we're still dealing with a worldwide pandemic. So how have you been navigating that? I noticed when I was prepping for this, you know, you've been going live like a lot of us have, you know, and dealing, of course, with social media. How has that helped you to connect with your audience?
Yeah, it's definitely been an interesting time because this is my second book to come out during the pandemic. My last book, Who Rescued Who, came out right at the beginning of it, and hopefully Lost, Found, and Forever is coming out right at the tail end. Joke intended, by the way. Wag, wag. It's been challenging. It's been eye-opening, and there's new ways of connecting that have been really, really interesting. So, like you said, doing lives, just meeting more people online since we have no choice. Yeah. We've made it work as best as we can.
And I think, you know, that's what all of us are doing. But, you know, you mentioned, of course, the book literally is just coming out, which is one of the privileges of having a show like this. We're able to talk with you right at the beginning. But, you know, the response you've gotten, as you mentioned, even from others before, you know, who got a chance to read it like I did, but also of your previous work, do you still have those wow moments when you think about that, how people have become so engaged and invested in these characters you've created?
Oh, Cyrus, yes. My gosh, I've been brought to tears by some of the things that, happy tears, that people have said, you know, that the way characters have resonated with them and how the stories have touched them. And it's one of the best parts of being a writer is forming these connections with readers. And believe it or not, it's another benefit of social media. I have become friends with so many people that have reached out to me through my books. And we've developed these wonderful, you know, online relationships. So, like I said, it really is a magical part of the whole writer package.
Well, the last thing I mentioned, and again, there are some interesting subtopics in Love, Lost, Found, and Forever. And one of them is a great conversation that you wrote, Victoria, with the main character, Justine, that we've been talking about, but also the character Sierra. And I love this, and I'm just going to talk around it so that I don't spoil anything there either. But I love the fact that, you know, there's a situation that comes up. You'll know what I'm talking about. And Sienna offers Justine an opportunity. And Justine's first thing to do, of course, is to think about the tangible, the numbers. But what Sienna chooses to talk about and focus on is the potential. I love the way that you worded that, what I've seen is potential. I want to talk about that for yourself. I mean, because I think a lot of times people look at where they're at and they think, you know what, I'm not really making a difference. I'm not really doing what so many other people, you know, are doing. What has it been like for you to be served well just by honing in on the potential that you have and what you can do where you are?
Oh, wow. So, yeah, potential, I think, is everything. I think recognizing that even giving a little is something, you know? So if we talk about that in terms of how you can help dogs, how you can help pets, a common question that I get is, you know, I would love to foster a dog, but I can't. You know, my home wouldn't allow for it. My other pet wouldn't allow for it. But the potential to help still is there. So, you know, you can go to an adoption event and hold a leash for the day. That's something that you can do. You can do a transport of a dog. Sometimes dogs are shipped up from the south and they need transport along the way. That's a simple way. So I guess my point in a roundabout way is recognizing that potential doesn't always have to be the supreme major move. Sometimes these little things that you do can help, whether it's helping an animal or helping yourself. You know, if you want to write a book, maybe just come up with a title. Maybe just do some character inspiration. Every little bit is a step along the way.
Interesting conversation, Victoria, I've had in the past year that honestly I'd never thought about before. And I'm curious as to your thoughts about that based on what you've been able to do, even outside of writing. Do you normally, to that point of writing a book, do you tell people to write what they know?
You know, that I feel like that advice is a little bit clunky because if we only wrote what we knew, we wouldn't have any novels about sparkly vampires or, you know, spaceships. So
yeah.
I don't want people to be limited by that advice. And even if we take it back a step, like the next novel I'm working on is about a veterinarian. I'm not a veterinarian. I'm a dog trainer. I mean, it's adjacent, but definitely not the same thing. And the way that I'm bolstering my knowledge is I've got a team of veterinarians who are graciously helping me to make sure that everything is factual and realistic. So, write what you know with a grain of salt, because I think we're gonna deprive the world of great art if we stick to that.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And it's funny, my mind has definitely been open to that thought. Over the past years, I've had different, especially storytellers, not just authors, but even, you know, screenwriters come on the show and talk about that, how it may be good to pull from things that you know, but then to be able to expand on that and to bring in the creativity aspect. So you actually kind of led into what I wanted to ask you about. You know, as you are enjoying this moment, of course, people will be, I think it took me 4 days to read Lost, Found, and Forever. There will be those greedy readers like myself who will say, oh, yeah, Victoria, that was a great book. So when is the next one coming out?
I love greedy readers. I love it.
So what is that question? Because I know you guys spend so much time with these books, and it's so much of a process, right? Getting one book out. What is it like for you to have people, one, to enjoy it, but then to take all that time that you've spent, to be able to devour it in a week or so and then want more?
I love that. Oh, my gosh, I would never begrudge a reader from saying, please give me more. That is the greatest compliment. So, yes, bring it on. Bring on the greedy readers. And I'm more than happy to keep looking onward, looking at the horizon. I am deep in the throes of this next novel. It's called Dog Friendly. and it's set in Nantucket, and it's, you know, it's kind of the closest thing I've done to a beach read so far. And yeah, I'm thrilled. I would love for people to be knocking on my door saying, more, more, more.
Wow. Well, I know that they will continue to do just that. Again, everyone, Victoria Shade has been our guest. She's the author of the brand new book, Lost, Found, and Forever. It is available through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite local bookstore. You guys can be able to get it there. And Victoria, how can our audience stay connected with you?
With readers, you can find me on Instagram and my dogs, lots of silly dog pictures. It's at Victoria_Shade, S-C-H-A-D like dog E. Twitter is just at Victoria Shade, and Facebook is at Victoria Shade Author.
All right. Victoria, congratulations to you again. Really appreciate you sharing part of your pup day with us and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. This was a blast.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all ours, and we thank you, our audience, for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, both for our radio audience here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, as well as our online audience joining us through our various affiliates. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live, and let's go make today amazing. Take care.